This is the eighth illusion. Conditionality exists. In order for condemnation to exist, there must be something that you don't understand about love. This was your conclusion, and you invented conditionality as a characteristic of life in order to resolve the dilemma that this presented. Everything in life must be conditional. Wasn't this self-evident? Some of the thinkers among you asked, have you not understood the second illusion? The outcome of life is in doubt. Failure exists. That means you can fail to win God's love. God's love is conditional. You must meet the requirement. If you do not meet the requirement, you will be separated. Is this not what the third illusion taught you? Your cultural stories have been very persuasive. I have spoken in this communication largely through the stories of Western culture because that is the culture in which this communication began. But the cultures of the East and all of the many cultures and traditions of humans in their wide variety have their stories as well, and most are based on some or all of the 10 illusions. As I have made clear, there are more than 10 illusions. You are creating hundreds every day. Each of your cultures has created its own, but in some way or another, they are all based on the same basic misconceptions. This is evidenced by the fact that they have all created the same results. Life on your planet, with very few cultural exceptions, is filled with experiences of greed, violence, killing, and nearly everywhere, conditional love. You have learned conditional love from your thought that the love of the Supreme Being, however you conceptualize that being, is conditional. Or if you do not believe in a Supreme Being, but rather in life itself, then you have conceived of life as a process expressing itself within the context of conditionality. That is to say, one condition depends upon another. Some of you would call this cause and effect. Yet what of first cause? That is the question that none of you have been able to answer. Even your greatest scientists have not been able to unravel the mystery. Even your greatest philosophers have not been able to solve the problem. Who created that which creates? If you conceive of a cause and effect universe, fair enough. But what caused the first cause? This is where your teachers stumble. This is where your path ends. This is where you reach the edge of understanding. Now, we shall fly off the edge. There is no conditionality in the universe. That which is that which is. And there are no conditions under which it is not. You understand? It is not possible for what is not to be. There are no conditions under which that would be true. This is why life is eternal. Because life is that which is, and that which is can never not be. Life always was, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. So too with God, for God is what life is. So too with love, for love is what God is. Love, therefore, knows no condition. Love simply is. Love cannot not be, and there are no conditions under which it can be made to disappear. You may substitute the word life for the word God for love in the above sentence, and it would be equally true. Conditional love is an oxymoron. Did you get that? You understand that? The two are mutually exclusive. The experience of conditionality and the experience of love cannot exist at the same time in the same place. Your idea that they can is what is destroying you. Your civilization has chosen to live the eighth illusion at a very high level. The result is that your civilization itself is threatened with extinction. You are not threatened with extinction. You cannot be. for you are life itself. Yet the form in which you express life at the present moment, the civilization which you have created and are about to uncreate, is not unchangeable. It is the wonder of who you are that you can change form whenever you wish. Indeed, you do this all the time. If, however, you are enjoying the form in which you now experience yourself, why change it? That is the question facing the whole human race. You have been given a paradise in which to live. Every possible joy of physical life has been made available to you. You are truly in a Garden of Eden. That part of your cultural story is real, yet you have not been separated from me, and you never have to be. You can experience this paradise as long as you wish, or you can destroy it on a moment's notice. Which do you choose? You are about to choose the latter. Is that your choice? Is that your conscious decision? Look at this question very carefully. There is much riding on your answer.